It was a night to remember on Friday at Panther Stadium in Blairsville as the hometown River Valley Panthers shut out United Valley 17-0 on homecoming. Low-scoring affair, both teams traded offensive possessions throughout the majority of the first quarter. River Valley on their second drive made it as far as the United Valley 16 but were plagued by penalties, and that resulted in them trying a 33-yard field goal attempt, but Cole Hackathorn's kick sailed wide to the left, left the score at 0-0, but he was picked up by Sam Yanitz the following offensive drive after River Valley forced a fumble on United Valley that was at the 50-yard line. Sam Yanitz capped off a six-play drive from 12 yards out. The extra point by Hackathorn made it 7-0 in the trailing moments of the first. Then in the second, Yanitz struck again at 9:34. He capped off a three-play, 95-yard drive. United Valley pinned the Panthers deep in their own zone with a fantastic punt by Dylan Stevens. But Yanitz rushed it from 81 yards out, and as he was running to the end zone, a personal foul was called on United Valley, which moved the ball half the distance to the goal line on the extra point attempt, so they instead went for two. Gavin Burkhart punched it in for the two-point conversion, made it 15-0 at that point. The score remained that way up until the half. United Valley and River Valley both had the ball in their respective possessions but couldn't make anything out of it. And the score remained that way until 10:23 in the fourth quarter. No touchdowns were scored, but United Valley was pinned deep at their own two on 4th and 10 after Gavin Burkhart pinned them on his punt. And on a high snap in the end zone, it sailed through the back, and it resulted in a safety for River Valley, leaving the score 17-0. And it stayed that way throughout the rest of the game, giving River Valley their third straight win and marking 12 straight quarters that United Valley failed to pick up a point. They lost 17-0. Sam Yanitz had a big day for the River Valley offense again. 23 carries, 212 yards, and two touchdowns. He had 159 yards after the first half along with those two touchdowns. And on defense, three Panthers picked up a fumble recovery. Cason Yingling, Michael Waino, that's now his fourth fumble recovery in three games. Jake Woodring also had one as well. No offensive highlights for United Valley. Defensively, though, they were pretty good. Donovan Watt picked up a sack. He was under the radar throughout most of the game, but contributed a lot on the defensive side for United Valley. And Skylar Hawk picked off Max Perschetti on an end zone pass late in the second half. And that's a tale of the tape for United Valley stats. Total yardage in the game, River Valley finished the first half with 33 plays and 190 yards, and they were held in check in the second half. They finished the game with 53 plays and 243 yards. United Valley, they finished the game under 100 yards of total offense, 22 plays in the first half for 37 yards, 43 plays in total for 99 yards. They couldn't just get over that hump to eclipse the century mark for the Lions, and now they are losers of their last three, and again, they have not scored in their last 12 quarters played. They look to turn the tide next week when they're at home to take on Conemaugh Valley. River Valley will put their three-game winning streak on the line as they head to Homer City at Memorial Field for the annual Backyard Brawl against Homer Center. We'll have that game for you as a simulcast on WCCS and Cat Country 106.3, and it'll also be on Renda Digital TV. But for now, River Valley extends their winning streak to three with a 17-0 shutout win over the United Valley Lions. From Panther Stadium in Blairsville, this is Jake Slobodnik for your hometown radio station.